This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Principles of Friendship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome everyone. In today's lesson, we are talking about the principles of friendship. Now, when you're talking about principles of friendship, we are definitely looking at something that is going to build up a good relationship between two people who've just met outside. They've never been together since they were born. They just met at a workplace. They just met at a football ground. They just met on their way, maybe to some, you've been on a journey, you've been in a bus, you're traveling, and you met someone, you talk to each other, and boom, you two people have become friends. So alhamdulillah, now you've become friends. What are the principles that we need to use to make sure that this particular bonding, this particular relationship between these two people who didn't know each other before, can become a good relationship, a relationship that can build the future of these two people and make them better people in their lives? One of the things that we're looking at here, that we need, one of the principles that we're trying to outline and make sure that it's going to work, is the principles of sharing between the two people. Having to share from my side to the other side. I've met this person. I don't know them. They are not my brother. They're not anything in my life, but we just met. How can I improve my relationship with them? One of the best things that you need to do is to improve the act of sharing. Because the Holy Quran has outlined the sacrifices made by the righteous companions of the Holy Prophet between themselves as brothers. You know, during the life of the Holy Prophet, he used to have his companions, not just as companions. He used to have them as friends also. And they really used to be so righteous to the Holy Prophet, and him too, the Holy Prophet used to be righteous to them. They used to share with each other. They lived in a sincere friendship. Let's give an example of the people of Ansar. They shared a lot to the Muhajirun. The history tells us. This definitely shows that the act of sharing between friendship is something that can build a love between the two of the people who just met. So let's improve it. We're coming back in a few minutes.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to A to Z program from the IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. Now, we are talking about the principles of friendship. Now, we are trying to analyze on how we can build up a good and a successful friendship between two people by them looking at the principles of friendship, them improving the good principles of friendship. So one of the main principles that we've just been talking about in this show is sharing between two people, sharing between two friends. And we say that sharing really builds a very good feeling between the two people. It increases the love between you two by just sharing. You met that person in the bus, share together whatever you have. Share your thoughts, share your money, share your time, anything that you could share, because anyone in this world, so long as he is in this world, he needs help from each other. He needs something from the other party, the other person that he's living with. He will need at a time money from you. He will need an advice. Sometimes he will need just a mental build-up. He will need just a spiritual build-up. He'll need you just to uplift him spiritually by telling him good words of God. So sharing is one of the main aspects that is going to make friendship be very successful, as the companions of the Prophet used to be. The Holy Quran says, "And those who made their abode in the city and in faith before them love those who have fled to them and find in their hearts no need of what they are given and prefer. They prefer them before themselves, though poverty may afflict them. And whoever is saved from the niggardliness of his soul, this it is that are the successful. Here, the holy verse is just trying to outline that by sharing shows that you're a better person. By sharing between you two, show you having to look at your friend and want better, want what's better for them. You see that this particular thing is good for me. Let me also offer it for my friend to have it. By doing this, you're building that friendship, you're completing it, you're making it better day by day. So sharing is one of the main things that can improve our friendship. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Until next episode, inshallah. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.